To your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, investigator Ron Helmick, he is out of southeastern Wisconsin. And before the break, we played an audio file of Ron hearing a ghost say yeah. And what did you? What was the question you asked him again, Ron? Or not him or her, but the...
Is anybody here? You know, that's basically what I said. And, you know, I just wanted to see if it worked. You know, it wasn't... a sense of, you know, like I said, it wasn't a sense of trying to find anything in my home. It was just a sense of just seeing if the voice recorder that you get at Office Depot worked. And it sure did.
Did you ever suspect anything in your own home before that?
Yes. We used to have a room my ex-wife and I had. We used to call the devil's room because it was first I had red carpet. And then we used it for storage. So we just stored stuff in there. We never went in there really unless we needed something. So we just kind of like, and we'd look underneath. And sometimes it feels like, it seemed like we saw like feet go back and forth.
Oh
and
my
just,
gosh. Like,
maybe it's the curtain, you know, going back. I don't know. And then I had another episode in my basement where I started hearing like a, like jingle bells kind of like slow down on a turntable, kind of like getting ready to stop, like on a technical turntable. Like somebody hit the stop button and I'm like, man, what is going on here? What is that? So I said, oh crap. So I said, grab my bag. So just grab my bag and I ran downstairs to the basement and I'm going through and my grandmother used to collect these mechanical Santa Clauses. And of course I inherited them. And
you sound thrilled about it.
Yeah, yeah. But I, you know, because the basement, it just destroyed them pretty much. So I was going through the boxes and noticed that the batteries were leaking out of one of them or out of them. And I was like, there's no way this thing could have played. And sure enough, it played. And wow. I have no answer for it, except for I do, because I do. Because it was my grandmother's birthday, September 3rd. So I was like, okay, Grandma, you got my attention.
She was with you. That's crazy. What, Ron, what's the scariest thing you've ever seen? Have you ever been investigating anything and you've been like, oh my gosh, I am getting out of here, or something that was so scary it almost made you not want to do it anymore?
Yeah, we work with a reverend out of the Madison area. We do exorcisms, believe it or not. We assist in those. We don't actually do them. We assist them.
Okay.
We run into an investigation. We feel like it's beyond what we can do, or none of our equipment is getting any readings from it, but yet they're still continuing having issues. I'll call in the reverend and have him come in and do an exorcism, and we'll assist with that. There was a situation we had where a woman was getting scratched constantly all through her body. She has sent me photos, everything. And it was three marks. And basically that was mocking the Holy Trinity. And so I said, and one of the, what we do, pastor provoking, basically we do is walk around each room and read a Bible and see, you know, what the reaction is to the house and to the people that live there. Well, started reading a Bible. We didn't get nothing really in the house itself, but we noticed that the woman that owned the place that called us started acting really weird, acting really strange, hyper, you know, getting a little nervous. So I said, well, here, I want you to read some scriptures here. I don't care what it is. Just open the Bible and read it. She started, I was reading it. She was getting a little irritated. I said, here, I want you to read it. So she started reading it. She couldn't do it. She couldn't finish the sentence. And she could read no problems. She had no issues of reading because I spoke to her husband about it. So then after that, I had a crucifix. I put a crucifix on the table and she like freaked out. She told me to get out. She was dropping words that are naughty. And the husband's like, nope, stay. It's like, okay. So I locked myself in the bathroom and I'm calling the reverend and say, hey, we need to do something over here quick. The others are outside in the living room with her during this whole thing. I said, we need to get somebody in here quick. So if you can make it, you know, and sure enough, the next day he came down from Madison and we did the exorcism and she was fine.
And it worked after that.
Yeah, it worked after that. We've done a couple exorcisms before. Yeah. And actually we did one in Madison too. So
okay.
We've been all over.
I have to be honest. I'm not skeptical. I mean, I'm open-minded about all this stuff, okay. But it freaks me out. Like and I guess that leads me to my next question. Is there something you're hoping to find by doing this? Or is there something you don't want to know that this leads you to that might put you over the edge or say, I'm not doing this anymore?
Well, I love history. I love, you know, old buildings and things like that. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And if we can connect the dots with people that have passed on to, you know, loved ones, we had a situation where a woman wanted answers from her dad because whatever happened, you know, they just didn't get along or whatnot. And she wanted answers. So we were able to use some of our devices to communicate with dad. She believed it was dad. We never said it was dad, but she believed it was dad. And we got a donation from that. We didn't want it, but she gave it to us.
Wow. So yeah. Whatever it was, it worked for her and it's what she needed. That's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah.
You sent Conrad some pictures. What are we looking at here? If Conrad could share those to the screen.
Yeah. Which one do you have up here?
Okay. What?
This was at the Masonic. I didn't take these photos, but these were this was at the Masonic. And there's the beautiful, huge window or mirror in there as you're going through the tour. And if you look to the right, you really don't see much. You kind of see maybe a back image in the background. But this mirror is known for being able to see spirits, you know, throughout the tours. So if you look way in the back, you can barely see it. But what I did was I outlined the spirit.
Right.
You can see like she's in a jumper, like, you know, like in the early 1900s, they were like jumpers.
Wow.
And the Duran family all died. Some of the kids died at a young age and whatnot. And the whole family basically is there.
Wow. But yeah,
Duran family, and the little girl, you know, runs around the house and everything. I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Wow.
Runs around the house and everything. And so I just wanted to kind of outline and show you that's what, you know, that's what that was. And so if you could have been look at it.
That's fascinating. What do you
have? Again, I did not take this, but I got permission to use it.
To use it. Okay. Is there another one, Conrad?
Yes.
Let's do another one. Oh my God. That's me. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's okay. This was an interesting find that I caught. What happened was we were putting our cameras away, and the IR from the security cameras that we use for investigating crossed path with our handheld device. And so I was going through. I was like, you know, I'm going to stop and just see if there's anything there. And sure enough, and I captured this. And you can actually, and I can't tell if it was you know, like something from someone from like the railroad, or,
oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Indian.
But the fact is that you captured something, and that's what's
exactly
intriguing.
But if I'm thinking more Indian, because you can actually see kind of the designer choker or the outfit the person's wearing.
Okay. So, all right. So we've got about a minute and a half left, Ron. Is there another picture, Conrad? Cause I want Ron to be able to push to plug his. Okay. So you have a big event coming up, Ron. Let's talk about that before we let you go. And again, I can't thank you enough for your time tonight. I know you got a lot going on in our email exchange. You sounded like the busiest guy in the world. So it's great to have you here tonight. but tell us about your event. You're very welcome.
Yeah. Bell City Paracon, Bell City meaning, you know, from Racine.
Yeah.
We actually ended up head to heaven in Summers. But that's okay, though. The Danish Brotherhood is donating their building to us. They're so nice. It'll be at 1300 Sheridan Road. Admission price is $10 online. You can go to facebook.com/BellCity.
Okay.
Bell City Paracon. And it gives you all the information that you need. We have a lot of different speakers, vendors. And there will be an investigation later on at night. We have like 4 spots left for the investigation. That's $20. Regular admissions, $10 and $15 at the door.
That is fantastic. I'm sure that that must be something you look forward to all year. That sounds like a lot of fun.
This is our first year doing it. I hooked up with Mad City Paranormal. I hooked up with The Realm Podcast and Investigations, and I hooked up with another group called U.S. Paranormal Researchers. They actually is their 10-year anniversary also.
That's so great. Ron, I cannot thank you enough for your time tonight. It's been great getting to know you and learning about what you do. Keep up the great work and come back and see us again sometime.
Hey, next year I'm down.
All right, man. You're in. Let's book it. All right. Have a great night. Stay safe in that car, that creepy car. That's Ron Helmick. Coming up next, folks, after a very quick break, will be our friend Paul Mercurio talking about his show tomorrow night in Milwaukee at the Marcus Theater. And then we have Terry Barr here at 7:35 for Barr Band Friday Night. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Some love and get here today. Picket
lines and picket signs. Don't punish. Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Well, the weekend is here, folks. Not quite for us. We got about another 40 minutes to go, and Conrad and I will be joining the rest of you for a nice, lovely summer-ish weekend here in Wisconsin. If you are still looking for plans or making plans for this weekend, our next guest might be able to help you figure out something to do, especially if you're in Milwaukee. Paul was on the show a few weeks ago, and we got to know him. Great guy. He's back tonight to talk a little bit about his show tomorrow night in Milwaukee called Permission to Speak. He joins us now. He writes for the late show with Stephen Colbert, and he's back on Nightlight tonight. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, great to see you, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I was very happy to get your text this morning. I'm glad this worked out, and it's good to see you again. So thanks for taking the time.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. I just got into Milwaukee. I'm in my hotel, so I'm pretty psyched for tomorrow. So I'm here, and I'm ready to go, baby.
Oh, man. This is, it's got to be exciting. How far into the tour are you right now?
Well, it doesn't have like a sort of an end, so I'll be doing it till I'm about 102. So I'm just till people get sick of me. We're going like every 2 weeks or so, cause I got to be at the late show, but
right.
But yeah, it's really fun. And you know, the show's comedy, me doing stand up, telling stories. And it's funny cause I see the scroll about the Halloween and what you're wearing for Halloween and everything. And that came up in one of the shows. And this person was talking about like how they had no money growing up. And I related to it in such a big way because like every Halloween, I don't know if your parents did this, anybody watching or listening, maybe this happened to them. Every Halloween, my parents would dress me as what they called a hobo. That's what they called it.
Right. I remember those right? costumes. Yeah.
Which is like, because we didn't have money for a costume. So it was like daddy's old clothes. And they give you a little knapsack thing and you send you out, right? Well, that was kind of a weird time. That was considered okay, but now it wouldn't be okay.
Right.
Considered inappropriate. You know what I mean? Like, and if you think about it, it was weird. Think about it. Our parents dressed us as homeless people and sent us out onto the streets at night to collect free food in front of real homeless people. And it was terrible. I never got candy. Every house, baked beans and a harmonica. That was it. So
I'll take a harmonica. That's better than butterscotch candy, right?
There you go. Exactly. The candy with lint on it.
Oh, that's great.
All
right. So this is pretty cool. I've never done a one man show, at least not on purpose. I left the drapes open one time and it was a whole thing, but the authorities investigated, but they understood. So is it fun for you to get out of the writer's room, Paul, and get on the road and actually do stand up again? It's got to be very different from what you do on a daily basis in New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and I'm also performing on The Late Show quite a bit, too, and doing sketches and stuff. But, yeah, it's because you're writing for somebody else. And so, you know, in this case, this is my thing. And I really love talking to people. So I'm doing stand up, but also engaging the audience and getting great stories from them. And there's a really cool set designed by the set designer for The Late Show. The show's directed by Frank Oz, who the original Yoda and directed Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, created the Muppets with Jim Henson, and we got really cool animation too. And so it's fun, you know, and I get to exercise that other part of me. You know, I love performing, and so it's been really fun.
It's a great, last time you were here, you showed clips of what you do. And I cannot stress enough, people, if you're tired of hearing about the election and how polarized we are, go see some comedy, because what Paul does is he involves the audience in the show and they just tell stories, and there's stories we can all relate to. It's very unifying and it's great when we can laugh together. So that's the kind of thing you're doing in the show, Paul. Anything else people can expect if they come out tomorrow night?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just been like, you know, like you said, the stories, like somebody was talking about their kid and how hard it is being a parent. And I totally related to that. So finally everybody's relating to what's going on up there. I mean, you know, look, my son, you love your kid, right? We all do.
Sure.
But let's be honest, there are some days you wish they'd walk into the woods and never come back. Right. Right. No, like, okay. So for example, my kid was like 7. He had a baseball tournament. My wife, it was away, one of those away games. So my wife goes, you go, father-son bonding weekend. And I went. And at the end of the weekend, it hit me. I don't really care for the kid. Because every minute of the day, it's their stuff. Like, it's our time off, too. And there's nothing that we... First of all, you get a kid on the road in a hotel, he wants to go in the pool. He's in the pool. He's out of the pool. He's in the pool. He's out of the pool. Then he wants a grilled cheese sandwich. Well, it's $15 for a grilled cheese sandwich at a hotel with no pickle and shriveled up French fries. And then they kind of burn one corner of it, and the little baby can't eat it, so you get another one. So I'm $30 into bread and cheese, Pete. I got nothing to show for it. And it's my Saturday night, too. I want to go to a bar, and he starts complaining. Daddy, this Jack Daniels is burning my throat. Come on. Toughen up, will you?
Got to put some hair on that kid's chest, Paul.
Come on.
So where can people get tickets?
I'm on a street corner over here by the Hilton. I got them in the side of my coat, my trench coat. No, they can go to marketcenter.org. It's at the Market Center tomorrow night, 7:30. We got a few tickets left, and I'm just really psyched to be doing it. And we're going to get some fun stories, and you're going to hear a lot of crazy stories from me. Like my dog finds me annoying. Whenever I walk into the room, she immediately gets up and walks into the other room. She does. She gives me a dirty look. Yeah. And they should have a lemon law when you adopt a dog, because she has this weak sphincter, so she can't control it, whatever. Yeah, and you can't check for that. It's not like you can put her on a lift, right? And so, like, no, seriously. And I'm Italian, and I get, like, animated, so whenever I raise my voice, there's a little bit of squirting. You know, yeah, you come into my house, there's wee pads everywhere. It literally looks like an assisted living facility in my house, okay?
And you
so
can't...
you're going to hear all sorts of fun stories and jokes, and it's going to be really cool, and we get a really cool set.
The first thing I always do, Paul, when I go in to adopt a dog is say, let me see that sphincter. I get a really strange look from the shelter people, but it's worth it. It pays off.
You snap on your glove.
Pull a Fletch. Yeah, absolutely. Buddy, this is great. I wish you luck tomorrow night. Break a leg. I hope you blow the roof off the joint. And don't be a stranger. Let us know how it goes.
Well, absolutely. I was in town this past week and had a great time, and everybody was really welcoming. So I'm psyched to be back. And marketcenter.org tickets 7:30 tomorrow night. Thanks, buddy. It's great to be on with you again.
You got it. All right. That's Paul Mercurio. Check out his show tomorrow night. You cannot go wrong. He's just a brilliant writer. He's written for The Daily Show. Now he writes for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And you can see even more of Paul's sensibilities, like you just heard. Very funny stuff. Check it out tomorrow night. All right. It is Bar Band Friday night, and that means only one thing. Max Inc.'s Terry Barr will be here when we come back after Civic Media's award-winning news. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The place was so boring, filled with out-of-towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Both presidential candidates have been campaigning in the critical battleground state of Michigan. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there.
Michigan is such a prize that Donald Trump has visited 13 times this year alone, while Harris is making her 6th trip here just since becoming the presidential candidate this summer.
A judge released nearly 1,900 pages of evidence in former President Trump's election interference case. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us.
Trump tried to delay the release of these passages until after the election, but Judge Chutkan ruled holding back the information itself from the public would be election interference.
Dozens are reported to have been killed after an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in northern Gaza. The BBC's Jonah Fisher is in Jerusalem.
In that northern part of Gaza, particularly around Jabalia, a refugee camp, are not good. Atrocious conditions is what one UN official has been saying.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the Packers and the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans, kickoff tomorrow at noon. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love about facing Houston's defensive line, led by Will Anderson and former Viking Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, no, they are definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, and coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
Love, of course, waited 3 years to play behind Aaron Rodgers. Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud was able to start his rookie year.
So like maybe for Jordan, he wanted him to see the field and, you know, learn from Aaron and, you know, being able to just be a sponge and, you know, suck up just a lot of information. You know, I think it's just a testament to whoever's watching, like, who's trying to get to our positions. Is like, no matter what route you're in, or like, you know, have to sit and wait a little bit. Like, my dad used to always tell me, cream rises to the top.
That's Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50 degrees. Sunshine with highs in the mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine, 73. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and 68.
It's 39 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In separate rulings October 16th, courts in Alabama and Nebraska sided with voters over zealous state officials, protecting the right to register and vote in the 2024 election. In August, the Alabama Secretary of State announced a purge of registered voters who had or once had a non-citizen identification number issued with a federal green card as a legal resident alien. But many of those registered are now naturalized citizens. A federal district court judge ruled that Alabama must halt that process and restore voting rights to those affected, citing longstanding federal law requiring purges to be completed 90 days or earlier from an election. The Nebraska Supreme Court rejected an attempt by the Secretary of State to subvert a 20-year-old state law allowing formerly incarcerated Nebraskans convicted of a felony to register and vote. Secretary of State Robert Enven cited an opinion by the Nebraska Attorney General that only the Nebraska Board of Pardons could restore that right. He directed election officials in July to ignore the law and stop registering those citizens. The state Supreme Court's reversal of that order affects as many as 7,000 returning citizens. Those already registered will automatically be restored, and those eligible have until October 25th to register in person. We have resources to check a registration at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Michael Sozan, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to discuss Trump's attacks on democracy. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
We do it every week. That's what we do. We bring new music to the people. That is what it is all about, bringing the creative arts into your home and into your hearts. And helping me do that, as Todd mentioned, every Friday is our Nightlight bestie, Terry Barr. Terry, how are you?
Hey! Hello, everyone, and happy Friday to all.
Happy Friday to you. That is unbridled enthusiasm, and I love it. It is great to have you here.
Lately, every Friday just feels like a gift, doesn't it?
Yes.
I thought Tuesday was already Thursday this week.
Oh,
so,
you're very nice.
Yeah, that's kind of where my mind is.
That is fantastic. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here with you and have this opportunity to share some great music and tell everybody, you know, kind of let everybody share in this glory of wonderful music that comes out of Wisconsin. It's incredible.
So who is on tomorrow night? You sent us two songs again, or part of a song. And so who are we looking at tomorrow night on Max Inc. if people tune in?
Okay. So it's Alex White and friends.
Okay.
They will be live in the lair during the Max Inc. Radio Music Show from 9 to 10 o'clock. The show itself starts at 6. There's a bunch of great interviews lined up. I have a pre-recorded one with someone because I am actually going to be at UW Oshkosh tomorrow for a reunion of our radio TV film program.
Did you go to Oshkosh?
I indeed, and I'm proud of it. Yes, I went to Oshkosh.
Nice. They have a, and maybe they still do, a great TV, radio, and film program. I know a lot of people that went through. My wife went there because they're also great for education. But good school.
That'll be terrific. I cannot wait to see some of the people I probably haven't seen in years.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to dress up this year for Halloween?
Oh, good grief. I got to figure out something, don't I?
Well, you don't have to. That's kind of our question tonight is I'm wondering if people will dress up or if they, you know, and if so, what they'll go as.
I'm looking for some good ideas, so I would love to hear what some of your listeners are suggesting.
Well, I have a prisoner outfit. Yeah, and Conrad has a very, I don't agree with this, Terry, but he has a, what's it called? What do you put on? What's the thing?
Well, it's a fishing vest and then a fishing hat.
Okay.
Conrad. And,
now, hold on. It gets worse, Terry. There are two words on it. The first word is master, and the second word, I don't know if I can say on the radio because this is a family show, but it's what fishermen do to their line to get it ready. And it comes after the word master. And Conrad is walking around representing Civic Media with this.
No.
Way to make me feel bad,
Pete. I must see a photo of this, Conrad.
Yeah, we need
pictures,
buddy.
I need to see you wearing this.
I will just, on Monday, I will bring it. I'll wear it.
Oh, that'll be perfect. All right. You know, maybe next Friday.
I will tune in on YouTube so I can see you.
I think what we should do is next Friday. I'll wear my prisoner outfit. My $4 costume that I've gotten so much mileage out of the last 12 years. And Conrad can wear his fishing gear.
I'll just put tape over the words.
I don't care. You can, you know, you could wear the thing in there. Nobody's, yeah, it's a fishing thing. So that will give. So
I know some fishermen that may be jealous of this outfit.
Interesting. And let's be honest, fishing can be pretty boring. And, you know, one thing can lead to another. You're out on the lake by yourself. And the next thing you know, you're going to town.
Okie dokie.
Terry's like, hey, this was a really fun segment to do. I'm not coming back.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So, all right. So you have, so there you go. You've got some options, Terry. And then I'm sure you guys in Madison, you got so many Halloween parties. Madison is such a great Halloween town, isn't it?
It is. It still is, even after all the State Street things. And I've heard great stories when that was a good party.
Yeah.
And then it got crazy and, you know, now it doesn't really exist.
People
but there's
hurt.
So many other places to go.
I was there in the 80s, late 80s when I was in college, road tripped up from Chicago. And I couldn't believe it was just I could not believe the party it was. It was just insane. And it was almost overwhelming. It's like I can't have enough fun here. I just kind of withdrew and went back to my friend's house because it was so crazy. But it was really fun.
You could have dressed as a scaredy cat because it sounds like that's what you were.
I was a little timid and I'm sensitive about it. But, all right. So let's talk. About you again sent us two songs which are so great. One of them is kind of more of a segment of a song which we loved and we're dying to hear the rest of it now. Which one do you want to lead with, Terry?
Let's start with Alex White and Friends. Alex White and Friends is a Madison-based band, and the song that we're going to play is Papa La Funk. It's brand new off of their new EP. They just had a sold-out show to release the EP. And the cool thing, the Madison Area Music Awards are this Sunday. So this group, Alex White and Friends, they are up for New Artist of the Year and Song of the Year. So you're getting it here first.
I love this. All right. So we, like I said, we have a small kind of a sample size of this song, but this is Alex White and Friends, and I love this title, Terry, Papa La Funk.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Just one more day till payday. Trying to make a living the honest way. And anybody who takes it away from them has probably never been to where they've been. Like trying to run a mile.
I want more.
You know, I think they're good at teasing what they had. So that's all I got.
that's what you got to do, right? To get people to tune in tomorrow night. That's very, what a fun song. It reminds me so much of 70s funk that I loved, you know? Yes. It's just great.
And at the bass, that's like my favorite thing to listen to with bands of this style. It's so great.
Yeah, so that's Live in the Lair tomorrow.
That is Alex White and Friends Live in the Lair on MaxInc Radio, live again, 9 to 10 on Saturday night all across the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you haven't checked it out, do whatever you have to do. Check it out, and you'll hear more of what we just heard. That's a really fun song. Let's move on. So the next artist you have for us tonight is Deandra. I have Deandra Marie. Am I saying that right?
Correct.
Okay.
She's from Appleton.
Whoa.
She's fairly new on the scene. She learned piano when she was really little, sang in church, but the whole music thing kind of threw her off a little bit. But her mom luckily realized her looking at the notes on a page didn't make a lot of sense. So they realized she learns by ear. So she could listen to a song on the radio and sit down at the piano and play it. She's one of those.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah,
is she she still kind of a young woman? Like, is she 20s, 30s, 40s? Like, 20s. Is she a new artist?
She's 20s. I found her for our new Wisco Weekend program this weekend.
Yeah.
Because that program is all about joy and happiness.
Right.
And I just stumbled upon her because she believes, you know, music should be joyful. And all of her songs are inspired by her life. And the one we're going to listen to is not sad, but it came out of a really depressing breakup, she explained to me. Huh. And she still turned it around and made it expressive. But there's a, you know, a hint of joy under it because she said, she can't be sad when she's making music. She just loves making music so much.
It's really interesting you told me that, because when I was listening to this song earlier, I did not get the sadness thing out of it. Such a fun. Well, let's just hear it and then we can discuss it. This is a great song. This is Deandra Marie, Moving Forward, from right here in Northeast Wisconsin.
I do. They say in time you'll forget, but they don't know what we've been through. White horses, castles, they aren't what they seem. Fantasies make up, a girl can still dream. Beautiful covers of all magazines, but they don't show what's behind the scenes. Maybe I'm a coward. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe it's too soon to
That is a great song.
Isn't that what?
I love that song.
I do too. And you and I have talked in the past about hearing a song and already picturing the movie
yes.
the song could be in.
Yes.
And that feels like that's for this too. Yeah.
She has kind of like a, I don't know if it's Roseanne Cash or, you know what it reminded me of a little bit was, remember that song Sixpence None the Richer? They sang that song, Kiss Me,
yes.
Beneath the Milky Twilight. I don't know. She's got it's a little derivative and that's great. Like I love that song.
Oh, you know, I bet she'd come be on your show since she's in Appleton and you're in the Green Bay studio.
She's a neighbor. Yeah, we just had the place redone, so we're totally ready for some serious rockers to come in here. Hey, Terry, can you stick around? I want to ask you about your contributions to New Wisco Weekend, and we can talk a little more about DeAndre Murray if you can hang around for a couple minutes.
Absolutely, okay. I would love that.
Fantastic. It's Bar Band Friday night. This is Peach Wabba on Nightlight. We'll have more with Terry Barr after this very short break on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's our favorite night of the week for many reasons, but one of them is because Terry Barr is here for Bar Band Friday night, bringing great music and sparkling conversation, as always. And Conrad, we have to get DeAndre Murray in the studio. She's great. Are you going to have her on Max Inc. sometime soon, Terry?
Yes. She is working on a full-on album right now, her first one. And she's hoping to have that out. I think we're looking at spring. You know, these things are not overnight projects, that's for sure. She works a full-time job, not in music. So she's like, I'm doing what I can when I can. But she's got enough music that she could definitely already play a lair or play your show if you'd like. Yeah.
Absolutely. We would love that. And I'm sure she'd crush
she's adorable.
It on Live in the Lair as well. That's really impressive that she's that. And your other artist tonight, too, sounds young, too. I don't know. I've already lost. Alex White, is he in his 20s as well?
I believe he is in his 30s,
okay.
But I don't know. Compared to me, that's younger. So,
yeah. Same. Well, they both sound great. And I thank you again, as always, for bringing such great music.
Thank you.
So, Joy, on New Wisco Weekend, what are you doing? What's your contribution this week? I love hearing what you're working on.
I've got the bookends to the show, so I have the first story and the last story.
Oh, nice.
The last story is with DeAndre Murray, and we end every new Wisco Weekend show by highlighting a musician. And she
nice.
Just really shared so much of the joy of her music, so that's going to be fun. The other segment that kicks it off is Capo Joy. And I had to find the owner and talk to them because I'm like, okay, a business that has joy in their name, how can that be not joyful?
Exactly.
So that's what I have as part of the show this weekend. And, of course, it's on WGBW in Green Bay, WISS in Oshkosh at 8 a.m. Saturday, at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
You do such a great job, and it's so great having you on the show every Friday, and we hope we see you next Friday. And we would like to you to be a little further along in your Halloween costume picking out, Terry, if you would.
Ooh, you just gave me a task. Okay, I can do this.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Oh,
have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. You guys too, and thanks to everybody listening.
All right. That's Terry Barr. Check her out. Follow her on Twitter, at Terry Barr. What is her Twitter handle? I'm completely at Terry Barr Music, I think it just is. But if you put at Terry Barr, TerriBarr, it'll come up. And she's a great follow, and she does great work on Max Inc. Radio. Check that out every Saturday night from 6 to midnight. The Live in the Lair portion is from 9 to 10. So this has been a fun show. I want to thank all my guests. Ron Helmick was here for Freaky Friday. Paul Mercurio. Go see Paul's show tomorrow in Milwaukee at the Marcus. You can still get tickets. Paul's very funny. He's a writer for the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he's got a show on the road, and you can see his comedy. He's a really funny dude, so I hope you get a chance to check that out. And then, as always, our friend Terry Barr. Conrad, what's your take on it? We've been doing this Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
I'm still skeptical. I mean, I'm not doubting anything that Ron said, but I still feel like there could be explanations for it, or I kind of want to believe, but I kind of want to remain skeptical.
You know, I am a person who doesn't want to believe.
You don't want to believe. Like, if there was evidence put in front of you,
I would still say no.
No. No. Interesting.
I you know how I feel about horror movies.
Yeah.
I get freaked out by the slightest things. So I would, I don't know.
I think for me, it's, I want to hear the evidence.
Yeah.
I want to hear it all. And I still want to say, no, we're just here. And when we pass on, we go to that other side, and it's glorious. But I'm saddened by the idea of people who are trapped between worlds. That really makes me sad. And
so I actually, you bringing that up, I watched a movie on Netflix, and it's called Boy or Girl Haunts Boy, something like that.
Oh, I like it.
And it's about this, it starts out by this ghost in the, or not, she wasn't a ghost then, but she starts out in, it's like something in like 19, like 20 or something around there.
Yeah.
She goes to this museum and she steals this ring, but she only gets half of it. And the reason that's bad that she stole is because it's a cursed ring.
Okay.
Anyone who takes the other side.
Oh no.
Will suffer a terrible death.
Yikes.
And be a ghost on this side forever.
That's absolutely terrifying.
Until the ring connects back to the, like, connects to the original part. So that's what the movie's about. And every time you put on this ring, when you're still living, you can see the ghost.
Wow. Did you like it?
It
sounds interesting.
It had a weird ending, but it was interesting. I'd give it a watch. It's a Netflix film.
Here's where I thought maybe you were going with that. There's another movie called Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais.
Yes.
Where he is tasked with, I think he's a dentist, and these people from the other world who are trapped show up and want him to deliver messages to their loved ones. It's actually a very sweet movie.
I really liked it, yes.
I did, too. And I was working, doing freelance promo writing at the time for, I think, probably Lifetime, and they sent me to watch it so I could write some promos for it, and I just fell in love with the movie. And I think Greg Kinnear is in it, and it's just a kind of, Tia Leone, maybe? Great cast. And Ricky Gervais is hilarious. So if you're looking for something that's a little paranormal but also has a lot of heart, I would recommend Ghost Town. All right. Thank you to all my guests. Thanks for your text, ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who stuck with us through the debate. That was fun, too. It was great to have you. You can't go wrong no matter what you listen to here at Civic Media every night on the network. So on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabo. We will see you Monday night back here on the network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Kate Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The critical battleground state of Michigan played host to both presidential candidates yesterday. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the state is a toss-up right now.
A Harris campaign memo, first obtained by CBS News, argues her path to win Michigan capitalizes on Trump's unprecedented weakness in the suburbs, which he narrowly won in 2020. But then came the rollback of Roe v. Wade, which even he seemed to acknowledge has hurt him with suburban women.
You have one issue. You have the issue of abortion. Without abortion, the women love me.
Harris remains in Michigan for a campaign event in Detroit this afternoon before heading to Atlanta, Georgia. Trump will hold a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania tonight. Almost 2,000 documents were released in the election interference case of former President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us some details what he allegedly did when he was told there was a riot.
Jack Smith has argued Trump scrolled his phone and watched the attack on TV that day without immediately calling off the rioters. Trump tried to delay the release of these passages until after the election, but Judge Chutkan ruled holding back the information itself from the public would be election interference.
Drug overdose deaths in the U.S.
Preliminary numbers from the CDC say drug overdose deaths fell 12.7% in the 12 months ending in May. While welcome, the drop is puzzling to the public health experts who have been working for years to stop the increase in opioid deaths driven primarily by fentanyl. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Our Allison Keyes reports on the huge increase of migrants dying near the border.
At the faith-based Hope Border Institute in El Paso, Executive Director Dylan Corbett ticks off the reasons for the increase in migrant deaths, from climate change to cruel smugglers driving people into the blazing desert, tight border enforcement in Texas, and the Biden administration's latest asylum restrictions.
The only way that we're going to fix this is real meaningful reforms. The deaths are an index of that broken system.
The former U.S. Marine, who was wrongfully detained in Russia for nearly 6 years, is speaking out for the first time since he was freed in a prisoner swap in August. Paul Whelan told CBS's Margaret Brennan about a phone call he had with the president.
He basically tells me that Brittany Griner was going home, that the trade was for Victor Boot. And, you know, I asked him point blank. I said, so what else do you have to trade? And he said, nothing. I said, you gave up your negotiation platform. There's nothing else. How do you now get me back?
You can watch that full interview on tomorrow's Face the Nation right here on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? what thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station.